Manuscript Releases, Volume 11, Numbers 851 to 920. M.R. Number 853. Ellen G. White and her last four books. I'm thankful that I can remain at home for a time, where I can be close to my helpers. I've been very fully employed in the preparation of matter for the life of Paul. We are trying to bring out scriptural evidence of truth, and these, we believe, will be appreciated by our people. My workers are busy completing the work to be done on the new book, The Acts of the Apostles. This we expect to close up very shortly. My workers are continually bringing in chapters for me to read, and I lay aside my other work to do this. This morning I have already read several chapters on the life of Paul. My work on the book, The Acts of the Apostles, is nearly completed. My book, The Acts of the Apostles, has gone to the press. Soon it will be printed and ready for circulation. I feel more thankful than I can express for the interest my workers have taken in the preparation of this book, that its truths might be presented in the clear and simple language which the Lord has charged me never to depart from in any of my writings. The Lord has been good to me in sending me intelligent, understanding workers. I appreciate highly their interest and the encouragement I have had in preparing this book for the people. I trust that it will have a large circulation. Our people need all the light that the Lord has been pleased to send, that they may be encouraged and strengthened for their labors in proclaiming the message of warning in these last days. There will be one more book, that dealing with the Old Testament history from the time of David to the time of Christ. The material for this book is written and is on file, but is not yet put into shape. When this book is completed, I shall feel that my work is finished. Yet I can hold my pen as firmly today as I have done in years past. I must write you a short letter today. I have begun several letters to you, but have not succeeded in finishing any. I hope you will not cease to write to me, even though I do not write often. I am always interested in your work, and always glad to hear from you. We are all very busy, doing our best to prepare the new book for publication. I want the light of truth to go to every place, that it may enlighten those who are now ignorant of the reasons for our faith. Just now, what strength I have is given mostly to bringing out in book form what I have written in past years on the Old Testament history, from the time of Solomon to the time of Christ. Last year, the Acts of the Apostles was put in print and is being widely circulated. And now we are making good progress with this Old Testament history. We are advancing as fast as possible. I have faithful and conscientious helpers who are gathering together what I have written for the review, signs, and watchmen, and in manuscripts and letters, and arranging it in chapters for the book. Sometimes I examine several chapters in a day, and at other times I can read but little because my eyes become weary and I am dizzy. The chapters that I have been reading recently are very precious. I long to be personally engaged in earnest work in the field, and I should most assuredly be engaged in more public labor, did I not believe that at my age it is not wise to presume on one's physical strength. I have a work to do in communicating to the church and to the world the light that has been entrusted to me from time to time, all through the years during which the third angel's message has been proclaimed. During the past 4 years, I have written comparatively few letters. What strength I have had has been given mostly to the completion of important book work. Occasionally, I have attended meetings and have visited institutions in California. But the greater portion of the time since the last general conference has been spent in manuscript work at my country home, Elmshaven, near St. Helena. I am thankful that the Lord is sparing my life to work a little longer on my books. Oh, that I had strength to do all that I see ought to be done! I pray that He may impart to me wisdom, that the truths our people so much need may be presented clearly and acceptably. I am encouraged to believe that God will enable me to do this. I have a company of faithful workers who are helping to prepare matter for the press. They are of good courage and look on the bright side. We are doing our best to gather together the precious instruction that the people need. The past few months I have not done much letter writing, for I have wished to keep my strength for the reading of important matter in my book work. I have with me an excellent company of workers, men and women who are as true as steel to principle, and whose entire interests are bound up with this work. My faith has increased as I have tried to do my best to complete my writings. I am fairly well health-wise, not suffering much pain. But I realize that old age is reminding me that I am mortal. My book work is still taking my time, and I am trying to finish my work with joy and not with grief. I have not lost my courage. White Estate, Washington, D.C., May 19th, 1981.